Good morning, this is K2PCB. This is K2PCB saying good morning to Echolink Station.
This is KE2GDQ listening for any calls.
Thanks, Sir Brad. K2PCB here.
Good morning, K2PCB. How are you today?
Not too bad. I heard an Echolink station connect in there before. I tried calling back. I don't have everyone's numbers memorized, so I wasn't sure if it was one of ours or someone else's, but I tried to reach out.
Well, this is kind of the first time I've used it to transmit on. Other times it's just been listening, so I might be fumbling a little bit, if that makes sense.
Are you connecting in through Echolink right now?
That is affirmative.
And I heard connect in there then. I heard a station connect in when I first connected in. Good morning. And I was thinking, maybe it was Jeff, maybe it was Mark, or someone else. I wasn't expecting it to be you. Thank you.
Well, I've had Echolink on the computer for a while now. I've listened to the East Coast Reflector a little bit on it. I've listened to Seattle, one that used to broadcast when I was at work. Listened to that a couple times, and I decided it's time to start using it.
Fidelity is definitely not as good, but it's very, very usable. So it's definitely the convenience factor, and you can use it on your mobile, your PC. It's very portable. And it's an easy way to find some other conference rooms that you can then seek out on All-Star. And it's a nice tool to have and use. So that's cool. I'm glad you're playing around with it.
So question. So, today Ross isn't there. Ross won't be in this morning. But if I was to be using this like today and Ross was around, would he be able to hear me on his mobile?
So if you're using that today and you're connected to Ross's home node, would he be able to hear you out on RF? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's the question.
So the answer is 100% yes, because right now here is me coming in through RF just as Ross would. So that you could have that solid connection for the whole ride, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm asking. And there's definitely a fidelity difference between when you were going RF versus coming over the Echolink.
I would say this process would allow you to connect in with everybody, Ross for his whole trip. And like you say, you're listening to other conferences, you could just know that it's Echolink connected into other systems, All-Star, IRLP, so on and so forth, and that you could connect into those in other ways. Like I said, if you ever wanted to upgrade to a All-Star node, like I had on my desk at work, like I have at home, like Ross has at his house, you can then also connect in, just like you're doing today with Echolink, but stay on RF. I mean, you can stay with your radio, you can stay with your handheld, and have a low-power transceiver at the house connected to the internet. It's just a whole other level of, I don't want to say complexity, because once you learn how to use it, it's easy. But it's another layer of, connections. This will definitely solve that problem of not being able to connect to Ross via RF until he gets closer. Besides putting up a higher gain, higher elevated antenna.
Okay, that'll work. And then you got me thinking about a higher gain or indefinitely height as might with antennas. If I was to mount the Yagi, the 2-meter Yagi, and point it in his direction, that would work better for reception and transmission, correct?
Work better. That is true, so long as the gain was higher than the gain of that vertical. Yeah, and a sheriff just did a U-turn here and turned on his lights. Apparently somebody was cruising a little too fast going eastbound. Glad he wasn't looking for the person going westbound going a little too fast. But, yeah, did they say what the calculated gain was, presumed gain from that build sheet that you followed?
I can't remember. I'd have to go look for it. I hope I still have it. I hope I didn't throw it out. I'd have to go and look.
And if I provided it in the package, you should have the specs on that antenna that you're running there. Obviously, there are going to be losses, but if you're going to mount that antenna, the Yagi, at the same point, you'll have the same coaxial losses. So that is a potential. You could potentially do better going to that, pointing directly at Ross. Now, if you like to listen to WA2HKS, well, that could weaken that signal because you would not be pointing in that direction. It's still going to receive it. It's just not. It's not going to be directional. It's not going to be in your line of sight of the antenna.
Right, and the WA2HKS is the 440 band, so I would need the 70-centimeter Yagi that I abandoned because things weren't working out right. I did try Jeff's VNA or nano VNA on the 2-meter Yagi, and just moving it, I just did it in the basement. I didn't go outside. Just moving it around, whether it was parallel to the ground, vertical to the ground, all sorts of things that I could be changing the SWR on it, which was kind of cool to see. So now I think that might be something I need to invest in, especially if I'm going to work on a 70 centimeter antenna.
Recall the exact price, but I want to say those are pretty cheap. I mean, relatively speaking, I think they're sub $100. Which isn't too bad for the amount of information that you can gather from one of those devices. But it sounds like it was pretty straightforward to hook up and play with, so that's cool.
Yeah, it was, it is pretty straightforward not at first. Jeff had the menu in there, and it was like, okay, what am I doing here? So I did pull up a couple of videos and found out you need to calibrate for specific bands or a band. There's different ways to do that. There's a short cap. There's an open cap. There's a load cap. Didn't know which one was which at first. Figured that out. Did the calibration. And after that, it started to become a lot easier. So it shouldn't be too hard.
You mentioned the, the orientation of the antenna having influence on the SWR, and obviously it's going to be very dependent on, proximity to structures. Are you standing near your aluminum siding, a flagpole, obviously the ground, a fence, and you yourself are a big reflector that has a lot of influence. I would imagine if you mounted that on some type of pole or a tripod, it would also vary. But then you don't have the tracking capability that you get with holding it by hand.
Yeah, you're right. I hadn't really thought about that. But yeah, being me holding it and acting as a reflector for sure. Making sense where if I'm out in the yard and I've got buildings around and even trees, they're going to influence it too. So yeah, the higher I can get an antenna, the better it's going to be. As Jeff said, height is might.
Do you have any taller trees in your yard near the house that you could put like a wire J pole where you could actually hang it from the branches and it would be very, very difficult to see? Is that an option at all?
Yes, I do have. I could probably hang them a J pole in an arborvitae. We've got a number of those on the property. I do have it's a white birch in the backyard. That would be a little bit harder because I'd have to either bury the cable or run it some way. But I do have a number of arborvitae that I could hang a J pole in. And it would be pretty stealthy.
Thinking. That way you still stay omnidirectional. Definitely trying the Yagi is very worthwhile. But to get some more gain, maybe a little more height and keep it stealthy would satisfy your needs and desire of someone else in your household, I believe.
Yes, by making it appear to not to be much different than the tree itself would be very beneficial, because I could tuck it in a little bit, and there's one not far from where the antenna is right now. It would just get me about another 8 to 10 feet of height above the ground. So that would, it's amazing how much that would help.
I definitely think it would. Yesterday, I didn't hear you in here yesterday, but after talking to Ross, I think we figured out what was going on. I actually spent the whole ride in talking to Jeff, and he was not able to connect to Ross's node in the morning. Apparently, I connected, but then it booted me off, and I never realized it, and Jeff connected to my node. But at some point, Ross's node restarted yesterday morning, and unbeknownst to us, well, obviously Jeff couldn't connect to Ross, so he must have hit it at that time. And, so you were probably out there because Ross said he heard you, but he only had his handheld. And, that goes back to the RF issue. And, that was unfortunate that we couldn't all connect. But, if you're wondering about yesterday, I think that is what was going on.
KCQ-NVM, good morning. I've had issues today. I tried getting in and to both nodes, and my phone just said no. And then I had to do a full reset, and then now here I am.
Yeah, I thought maybe you had connected, Jeff, because I was seeing here that there was another EchoLink node number had come up. Plus, there's three All-Stars nodes, and I don't know numbers yet, so I'm learning. This is a different experience for ham radio. It doesn't fit the image that I have had in my head of what ham radio is.
I think if we can get you out on the air more on HF, especially if we do some of the POTAs or field day, get you on the air, or just utilize the resources available to you at the club and in the radio room and get on the air. I think that's probably closer to what you were envisioning for ham radio.
You're probably right there. The UHF, VHF kind of seems like the CD side of things when I was younger, when I was, you know, in my mid-teens, and I was into the CB radio stuff. That kind of fits there because it's kind of short distance, but, you know, a line of sight type stuff. But now with all the repeaters, it's right there. And I guess the CB is the 11-meter band.
That's what people refer to it as. And there's definitely a different level of etiquette usually on ham versus CB, which is a little nicer. As I said before, maybe a little more HF play would remedy some of that or satisfy some of that, I don't want to say longing, but align more with your expectations.
Yes, I think you're right. Maybe, you know, because I've watched YouTube videos with the guys doing HF, and that kind of fits with what I thought, or I think, or thought, what ham radio was. But it's an ever-changing hobby. It's, you know, embracing the technology that's available. It's just kind of different doing it this way today. Kind of fun.
And the fact that you're sitting in front of a PC right now, that's, you're right, I can see how that's not as gratifying. All the more reason to focus on the reach with RF. Even as I've been, like last Saturday, I don't even know if I told you, I was out doing a photo activation when and I were out in the park. And I was actually longing for some longer conversation, but part of the quota activation requirement to qualify as an activation, you have to have 10 contacts. So that's what I was focused on, was getting 10 contacts. And I had some international ones. I had Slovenia again, which is really popular these days. I had France in there, a bunch of stateside ones. And it was cool, but all those contacts are pretty short. As I'm scanning around the bands, I'm hearing nets happening, I'm hearing some sweet AM signals, and yeah, I was kind of longing for some of those, you know, give me a 5-minute conversation, 10-minute conversation, not a 20-second exchange and move on. But even field day, that's all that is about, just a quick exchange and move on. And I guess there's a time and place for everything, so satisfy the quota activation and then switch over to longer conversations. But I'll switch over to Jeff, and I might even make this my final. I'll say 7-3. This is K2PCB, but I'll listen out here. All right, good morning.
73's to you. I was going to say Ross. 73's to you, to Travis. I'm sure Jeff's probably ready to head in too. Get that coffee going and get the day started. So, and I also have to leave the house here in a few minutes myself to head down to my daughter's to do some babysitting today. So I'll make this my final. You guys have a great day, and we will talk to you tomorrow. This is KE2GDQ, and we are clear for today.